I'm Zach Abramowitz, and I am Legally Disrupted. On today's episode of Zach Abramowitz's Legally Disrupted, I speak with TermScout CEO Otto Hansen about his new product, Screens.ai. Screens.ai is a two-sided marketplace where lawyers can go and publish their AIs and earn subscription revenue, and businesses can get a much more reasonable price point on contract review. Otto also shares with me how AI has been an absolute game changer for their research and development. Let's get disrupted. All right. So first thing I wanted to just cover with you is, you know, because there are people out there who might know you as the founder of TermScout and still are the founder and CEO of TermScout. But you guys have made a really, really significant pivot over the course of the last year. I wrote about it in my newsletter, Zach Abramowitz is Legally Disrupted. But for those not familiar, talk to me, Otto, a little bit about the pivot from, and maybe you can do, if I think you do call it pivot, but let's, but about the pivot from TermScout to screens.ai.
Yeah. Well, first of all, we haven't classified it or used the term pivot internally, but maybe it's, I don't have an aversion to that term. I think pivots are actually really healthy in startups, and it's good. A good startup leader should be ready to pivot at a, on a moment's notice. But the reason I don't call it a pivot is because we have a lot of exciting traction on the TermScout side of the house and a lot of really happy customers using TermScout's products. And we're keeping all of that going and keeping those customers happy and continuing to serve those customers and innovate for those customers. And we are adding a new suite of services to serve those customers and other customers. So it's a new product line without killing the old product line. And yeah, I'm happy to share a little bit of the why behind it if that's useful.
Well, first of all, let's start with, like, talk to me a little bit about TermScout itself and those customers that you discussed, like, because, you know, sure. what to me makes the move to Screens all the more inspiring legitimately is that, like, for people who like me, like an investor in the company, know the numbers at TermScout, like, they're very good, right? Like, this is not like this was, and I can you know, relate to your point about pivot, because it's not like, okay, well, we would just, you know, weren't getting any traction over here, so we decided to go over here. That is certainly not what's going on. Talk to me about, like, how TermScout customers are using TermScout today, and I think that'll probably lay the groundwork for Screens.
Happy to do that. So TermScout created a platform that is really, really good at understanding, first and foremost, IT agreements, software contracts, you know, hardware agreements, any kind of technology contracts. And we were able to do that because we had some real experts on those types of contracts in-house. I practiced for a few years in that space, no real expert gained in only a few years. But my co-founder, Bill Moos, you know, taught the class. He ran commercial contracting units at VMware and Sun Microsystems in his career. He was a partner at an international law firm. You know, he is a real technology contracts expert. And together, he and I built TermScout. And what TermScout is great at is benchmarking and understanding how technology contracts compare in the market. It's a market data platform. It's a and it uses AI to dissect these contracts and understand everything that matters about them. We serve a number. I mean, I'm super proud of the roster of companies that use TermScout today. There is no shortage of household names: Figma, IBM, Siemens, Lenovo, so many more who are happy TermScout customers. And the reason is they do a lot of sophisticated work in technology contracts, and they need the most sophisticated platform to understand those contracts, to compare, to benchmark how their contracts compare to competitors and the like. So that's what TermScout does today. And you're right, we're super proud of the traction and the metrics, and none of that is going anywhere. We've launched the world's first contract certification. And what we do with a lot of those customers is we don't just help them benchmark their contracts. We also developed a way of saying, hey, these are the criteria that make a respectable contract in the technology space. And we've certified a lot of those contracts. And that tool is very, very effective at helping B2B SaaS companies in particular reduce friction in the contracting process.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, that your certified product was, you know, one of the ones that I always thought was just so outside the box of what I had seen in legal tech. And it really, it gave companies like an ability that they never had before, which is, I want to flex on my contracts. I want to tell you, negotiating party, how good my contracts are compared with the rest of the market. And I will tell you, I had a customer of yours who didn't even realize that I had a relationship with you pull me over at a conference and say, I want to show you something that I'm using from Term Scout. He says, this has changed the game on negotiation for us as a company, because now anyone who comes to our contract sees this Term Scout badge, and I can point them to that in negotiations and say, listen, there's really not a lot of give. I can show you that our contract just right out, you know, out of the gate is a more customer-friendly contract than any of our competitors. And he said that, you know, that had just completely shut down so much of the time, or reduced so much of the time that they would spend negotiating these contracts. And again, I thought that was cool, because like, previously, you didn't have the ability to kind of flex and make such a claim, but with AI and greater transparency and some trends on market data, you could really begin to do that. So you've got, you know, like an IBM, you know, Lenovo, Siemens, all these amazing companies using your product. So then let's get to the why. Why are we now spending so much, you know, resources within the company and, you know, your time amongst them developing screens.ai?
It's a great question. And the answer, I think, is fairly simple, but it requires you to wrap your head around one simple truism about contracts, which is that every contract type calls for different things. Every contract is different. And to build a contract technology that helps people understand contracts, you have to really develop technology that understands every type of contract. And it's not even as simple as different contracts, different contract types. A software agreement, you know, in the US might be different than one in Europe. A software agreement that's a click-through for a, you know, product-led self-service product where I'm not negotiating at all calls for different things than, you know, a bet the company cloud provider that I'm investing in. AI SaaS services are different than non-AI SaaS services, and so on and so forth. All that's to say, you need a lot of content. What Term Scout did really well was said, hey, we're going to take this relatively narrow piece, technology contracts, and create a bunch of different little variants within that so that we can help our clients, you know, understand all those different nuances I just discussed. But what it doesn't do well is when someone comes and says, hey, I have a business associate agreement, you know, that we just got from somebody, a BAA. Can you help me with that? You know, at Term Scout, we've historically had to say, not really.
I have to tell you, when I first met you, and for people who don't know this, you didn't like approach us for us to invest in the company. We actually found you and came to you, and we were like, we've been reading some of the essays and that you guys have been writing, talking about Term Scout, and we really want to invest in Term Scout. So, you know, I think that's important context. But when we first met you, one of the things that I found really compelling was your specific focus. So we're focusing on software, on SaaS contracts. And that kind of focus to me really made a very big difference. Like I said, you know, it reminded me of Amazon starting with books. And I like a narrow focus and then broadening from there. But what you're explaining is that going from building an AI for SaaS contracts and then trying to take that same AI and then craft it again for all kinds of business contracts or all kinds of any kind of contract, and kind of move from that like really specific niche to like a true AI solution that could cover any contract type was not as simple as you might have thought.
It wasn't. And so Term Scout really at its core is a content company. And what I mean by that is in order to understand technology contracts the way it does, we had to create a ton of content. We had to map the anatomy of a technology contract and all its contours to create a piece of software that could understand technology contracts in all of their difficulty and complexity and glory. And it was a great piece of content. TermScout is a great piece of content. It's a great collection of content. And to use your Amazon analogy, it's as if we, you know, it's a new type of content, right? No one else has created this kind of like contract review content. But you could think of it as a really sophisticated playbook that maps out and understands everything that matters in that particular type of contract. Well, what we learned with TermScout was, wow, there's a real appetite for this type of content in the world. And we were faced with two options. One is we could go and, in fact, our original plan was to go and build a content generating factory that would continue to generate that contract. They would say, okay, we need to get an expert on business associate agreements, and they'll come into the TermScout platform and build the content. And honestly, our roadmap, it was like a 10-year roadmap. That's how long it would have taken for us to get to a place where we had all the content to cover all the contract types. And what we realized when LLMs really came to maturity over the course of the last 18 months or so was that the real opportunity, it seems like, is to create the platform that lets others create that content and to open source that. And so really what Screens is at its core is a content creation platform. It's a platform that says, hey, in order to solve the contract review problem, you need experts across the world, across all different levels of expertise to go and build their playbooks, to go and tell the AI, this is what matters in this type of contract in this jurisdiction. This is what should be there and what shouldn't be there, because no AI today has been good at knowing what should and should not be there under specific fact patterns. It's just too, it requires too much wisdom that, frankly, there's just not a lot of content about that on, and not enough content about that on the internet for these large language models to have trained on. And so you need that human expertise. And what Screens really did and is doing is saying, hey, to all of the experts in the world, if you know what should or should not be in a specific contract, if you have contract expertise, come and create, write your book, but write your operationalized AI book that can be actually sold to companies and used by companies in a one-to-many fashion. And it's the world's first real attempt, as far as we are aware, of enabling lawyers to get out of the one-to-one services delivery model that you and I grew up in,
yeah,
and that is prevalent and dominant in the world today, and into a world where a lawyer can say, I've developed this expertise in this contract type. Now, what if I could productize it and actually get passive income? What if I could take my expertise and turn it into a digital product? Now I'm getting into a much more exciting world than the one-to-one services model.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing that's so interesting is, you know, before I even get to the because AI part of this, when I think about how large language models are being used today by some of, like, you know, the AI for legal companies that are out there, what people are building is, this is the AI tool that you lawyer can use sort of behind the scenes so that you can edit a document, so that you can engage in some drafting using LLMs, kind of in a drafting function. What effectively it is like you're building, that these companies are building the AI for the lawyer to use, right? And that's all well and good. And I think we've already seen like some pretty significant like adoption of these kinds of tools. But you went a step further. You're not building the AI itself to you've got the best AI that you can use to draft your documents. Kind of what you're building is, you're saying, no, I had this grand vision for any contract type to be analyzed by AI. However, my vision would have required years and years of working with consultants and working with specific people to build out our content library. And it was going to take, like you said, 10 years to get there. But what you realized is, wait a second, I can use the AI right now to achieve the vision that we wanted by creating a tool that enables that, that speeds up that process. So it's not like you're saying, I'm going to speed up how you lawyer review an agreement. What I'm going to speed up is how you as a lawyer can take your knowledge and distill it down to build out the content library that will solve this problem that we had, which was we wanted to reduce frictions in contracting. But in order to do that, you've really got to be able to cover all of the contracts that exist out there. But hey, I built Term Scout, I'm auto, and I had this specific expertise, and Bill Moos had this expertise. What I want to do is use the AI so that we can build essentially a kind of like unlimited version of Term Scout, a Term Scout as it approaches the limit.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's a huge knowledge gap that AI programs have today to understand all of the different contract types and all their complexity and how those contract types or what they call for varies under different fact patterns. And it's just such a vast body of knowledge that the contracting lawyers of the world contain. And our epiphany, our view on the world is if we can unlock that knowledge and operationalize it and put it into an AI that, you know, combine it with the most powerful large language models in the world, we can really start to put a dent in the contracting problem.
Right. And the kind of way I think about it is like now with screens, anyone can easily build their own Term Scout, but right. But like do it through the, that's what screens is going to enable, is for many, many different experts to kind of do what you did and build an AI that's powerful. So it's almost like you're taking yourself now and creating the platform to enable more of you.
Totally. And the world we see is one where there will be thousands and thousands of lawyers who emerge as winners in this new economy that we're trying to create, where they come out and they build real passive income streams out of their wisdom and expertise, the same way we've done with Term Scout and IT contracts, but across any type of contract for any niche industry as it may be.
Yeah, and so I kind of wrote down a number of trends that I, you know, when you started telling me about screens, and I started like wrapping my head around it, I made a bunch of notes because I found myself getting very excited, wanted to put pen to paper. And I think that on the one hand, we've seen for years disruption coming to sort of the classic legal business models. And I think it's been a kind of like, you know, a slow disruption. And maybe at first the disruption looks like getting mega firms like Kirkland and Latham that kind of come out of nowhere. And there's been disruption there, but we are seeing that model. But what's sort of more compelling to me is I've seen a huge push from law firms and lawyers at multiple levels to do exactly what you were talking about, is to create subscription revenue. I cannot tell you how many firms I have spoken to that are looking, and this is like a really attractive proposition for law firms. They want to begin to think about that. So I see that going on. Like what's been your experience in hearing from lawyers about like, hey, I don't want to just be tied now to my billables. I'd like to be able to do something like that you said, that's one to many.
The message has resonated very, very well with the legal service providers of the world. There is a hunger among lawyers to figure out not just what does AI mean for me or my profession, but what does it mean for the way that I generate income in the world? And can it solve some of the real perennial problems that we lawyers face in the one-to-one service delivery model that is dominant in today's world? And it is, you know, there's no shortage of, you know, open up Above the Law any day of the week, and you're going to see articles about lawyers lamenting the lifestyle that dominates or pervades the legal profession. And many of those problems are resultant of the fact that it's a one-to-one delivery model. And it's, you know, hours in equals dollars out. And that creates a lot of challenges in life. So the legal profession, I think, are among the most vocal, enthusiastic supporters of what we're doing with Screens. And we have a really exciting wait list of lawyers who are lined up to create their AI programs, their screens, as we call them on the platform, to open source their knowledge and start to generate some new sources of income on the platform.
Yeah. And I can relate to it even as a consultant. And not that every one of my engagements is on billable hour. In fact, the 98% of the revenue that we earn. I mean, I made that number out of nowhere, but let's call it almost overwhelmingly most of the revenue that we earn as a consulting firm is not on billable hour model. But when it comes down to it, it really still is a function of like how hard we work, right? The amount of money that we earn as a company is directly tied to like how many hours that we can work, and we're not productized, and it feels as if culturally, my 15-year-old son told me he wants to like come up with passive revenue streams. And I thought, oh my gosh, there's something in the water. There's something in the air, something out there where this is just more of a, there are more and more people who I think have become, you know, kind of like not awareness, like as they read the 4-hour work week, but that concept has, I think, permeated into other areas of society. And I think lawyers certainly want it as well. Can you give people an example of how lawyers are actually like earning? And I know we're early days with screens, but how are people right now actually like earning money or able to earn money through screens?
Yeah. So the first version we experimented with was more of a marketplace where, you know, the idea was lawyers could go create their screens, their AI playbooks for any contract review type task, and they could give them away for free or sell them. And that went okay, and we made some money for some lawyers. But what we quickly found was it created a little bit of a race to the bottom on the marketplace. And, you know, it was kind of like, hey, why would somebody buy X's screen at X dollars if there's all these free ones out there? And we really want free content, and we want to incentivize free content and still figure out how to make this lucrative for lawyers. So the model that we're moving to as we speak and about to launch is, you know, something much closer to what Netflix looks like.
Right.
And the way Netflix works, of course, is you can subscribe to Netflix. And once you subscribe, it's all you can eat on the content side of the house. You can watch as many movies and shows as you like. And that's how we want our platform to work. It's simple for users. You know, for any in-house attorney with any sort of ongoing contract review tasks, let's say you've got, you know, incoming agreements of any type that you need to review on a regular basis, or for in-house or outside counsel teams that have bulk contract review teams projects, Screens is great for both of those. And for those users, you know, it's a flat, you know, affordable subscription fee. And for that subscription fee, once you're in, you can consume any content you want. So you can go onto the marketplace and watch any movie you want. You can use any screen that's there. And then what we're going to do with the creators is actually just compensate them based on usage. Right. And that aligns incentives really well and encourages creators to create the best screens possible. And the screens that are the best and that get in front of the most customers will get paid the most.
So it's funny that you mentioned Netflix. When I told you when you first kind of told me about screens that what got me really excited, and I wrote an article in my newsletter about this, was the kind of wave of what I called the because AI startups. And I compared it to, you know, the early days of the internet when you thought about like, you know, early internet was ESPN.com and CNN.com, which is basically, as I said, box scores, but online. News articles, but online. And it was kind of obvious and it made sense. And those companies did very, very well on the internet, certainly. And there were even, you know, companies that launched eventually as like web-only, you know, media companies and didn't even need any of the trappings of a CNN or an ESPN. But to me, the more compelling phase of the internet was Internet 2.0. when you had things like Airbnb, when you had things like Etsy. You would never have dreamed of these business models in a world before the internet. You never could have like even contemplated like what would that look like. But all of a sudden, you know, you can go on Etsy.com and buy someone's crafts. If someone is like a good, you know, crafts person, they can create these kind of like, you know, they can create their content or their products on Etsy. And all of a sudden they've got this like other way of making money, these new business models. You've kind of, it sounds like you've moved a little bit away from like the Etsy business model to what you're talking about with Netflix. And I think those are two, I think what's interesting now is like you have the benefit of seeing the internet move from internet 1.0 to internet 2.0. And you could come up with different names for this, but in other words, if internet 1.0 is like taking things from the non-internet world and just kind of sticking them on the internet, like ESPN.com, that next phase was, okay, but what has the internet enabled that no one would have ever dreamed of in the pre-internet world? And it feels to me very much like screens is in that space because you would never have dreamed of a kind of marketplace where lawyers distill their knowledge and how to review contracts, and you can get from each attorney, from each expert on a particular topic, you can get their, you can sort of like buy their knowledge, you can buy their intelligence, you can look through their goggles. So that idea of like a marketplace for contract intelligence is totally new, not something anyone could have ever like imagined in the pre-AI phase.
Totally agree. By the way, not even we could have imagined it. I mean,
yeah, you said you was a 10-year roadmap.
We thought we were 10 years away from this. And we're now at a place where we've got a marketplace of these AIs. I mean, we're the Screens platform. We only launched it 2 months ago, and it has 10, 15 times the amount of contract content as Term Scout does, you know, that we built for years.
Amazing.
In other words, it's already so much closer to the dream that we've always had, which is to create a world where anyone with any type of contract, where when someone hands you a contract, no matter what it is, you have a place where you can go to quickly understand, is this contract reasonable for this contract type under these facts? Or is this a steaming pile of garbage, you know, that I need to think really carefully about? And that's why we started this company, because as a lawyer, I saw a lot of the steaming piles, but I also saw a lot of good contracts. And it really bothered me that there was no easy way to just sort through those.
Right.
No, the information asymmetry is so great and the knowledge gap is so great that it's a actually really hard but really important problem to solve. And we're getting so much closer now. And you're right. No one would have dreamed of this particular solution until LLMs came out.
Yeah. And so I think, you know, we talk, I'm always interested when I'm thinking about startups is why now, right? And so I mentioned before that, you know, we talked about the technical why now is, well, because large language models. I mean, I thought TermScout would take 10 years to build, but turns out I can essentially through screens, again, this is the way I think of it, is I can create a platform for anyone to create their own TermScout, which is wild. But like, in other words, you were able to like all of a sudden speed up your vision, your 10-year vision could now be achievable essentially within, you know, a year. And like, and the growth in the number of contracts you have is like a great data point. But so that's kind of like on the technical side. We talked about before about like the cultural side of this within legal specifically about where the industry is and the fact that there is more renewed conversation in the age of large language models. Legal has become like a real focus. Like it is now not a mystery to others within the organization that, hey, you know, AI can really benefit, you know, our legal function. Like it is front of mind now for attorneys in a way that it wasn't before. The other statistic I wanted to mention to you is, so this is from McKinsey's 2022 American Opportunity Survey. And I just love this because it fits in so nicely with everything else you're doing. It's, they said 36% of employed respondents are involved in the gig economy, up from 27% in 2016. And in fact, by 2023, they predict the gig economy is predicted to be worth between $443 and $455 billion globally, representing more than 17% growth year over year. So where this all comes now is, you know, okay, why weren't lawyers doing this beforehand? Well, we didn't have this thing called the gig economy. But now you're finding that so many people are not a full-time employee in like the old sense of the word. Is that like a lot of people have some side hustle? Let me give you an example. My wife works for a telemedicine company called MediOrbis. And a lot of what they are doing is medical second opinions given by like other very good doctors, many of whom have their own private practice or work for a hospital. And they're just moonlighting, taking these other calls. So it's not like it's just like Uber drivers or people who are delivering food from restaurants. You're talking about like the highest, you know, knowledge workers within the profession also opting into the gig economy. And it feels like, wow, like screens.ai is so perfectly positioned for that growth in the gig economy.
Totally agree. And I'll tell you, just to put a finer point on it, what's really exciting to us and investors and our users and lawyers is that because AI, because LLMs are as powerful as they are, this is a first attempt at a gig economy play where the gig provider doesn't have to continue to input labor, right? And so that's the difference. You know, the play you just mentioned that your wife works at, you know, those doctors still have to work nights to get that gig, to get that extra income. And what we're looking at and saying and scratching our heads thinking about is like, oh, is there a way actually where we could take that extra labor component out for these knowledge workers, where we could take their knowledge and just use AI to do the rinse and repeat part of it, which is the application of that knowledge to a confined fact pattern. And that's
so getting the benefits of the gig economy without having to work nights.
Exactly. That's the promise that we're, you know, chasing right now. And if we can get there, it will be very, very exciting for us and our investors and the lawyers who have joined us and are coming and creating this content. And we think there's a real, real opportunity for those lawyers to be on the cutting edge of one of the, you know, first very, very unique non-labor input gig economy plays.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because like I often think, you know, when it comes to disruption, I always imagine this like coin game that I used to play like at Dave and Buster's, where you drop a coin in and all like the coins go like right to the edge and they look like they're all about to fall off and they don't. And it just keeps looking like they're going to fall. But like eventually a lot of them do fall. And then, but even in that sense, like even when a lot of them fall, there's still more to go. So even after you have these huge sort of like tipping points, these huge moments of disruption, there's still more to go. And why do I mention this? Because I think like, you know, it's been about 9 years since I met Nuri Bahour, the founder of LawGeeks. And LawGeeks, when they originally launched, their goal was to provide an AI that anyone could use to review a contract. So they were like, you know, they were one of the first in this space. But what they very quickly figured out was that, because like it made a lot of sense. You're like, hey, listen, if you're going to go to a lawyer, all they're going to do is take like four or five precedents that they happen to have on hand. They're going to, you know, look through those precedents, check them against your contract, make a few comments. And that's kind of like what the lawyer does. But I think they realized that while that is what the lawyer actually does, that's not why someone hires a lawyer. Someone hires a lawyer because they feel, rightly or wrongly, like the lawyer is like this kind of like shaman who has blessed the document as it's good to go. And that's what people are paying for when they pay for an attorney. What's so interesting about screens, and where I think you're going to start to see a lot of businesses using screens, is you're not using an AI anymore. It's not a faceless, nameless AI. When I go to screens.ai to find, you know, someone who's where I'm gonna find an intelligence an AI that's going to review, to look at my contract and give it that first pass review. I'm getting an actual person's AI that they've put together. And that feels like, you know, when you talk about like, that's the kind of the next coins to fall where people say, okay, I wouldn't necessarily trust a nameless, faceless AI, but this is an AI that I can get behind trusting. And I think that that's a feature that simply wasn't available for all the reasons you mentioned before. Like you couldn't create, like LawGeeks could only create the LawGeeks AI about the contracts that like they knew, and sort of the same way that you were describing about TermScout. But now that you're putting the platform in people's hands, not only can you get every kind of contract that exists in every kind of jurisdiction, every place with experts, but you're getting an AI that's more trustworthy because it's more human.
That's exactly right.
Otto, I am super excited about Screens, as if it's not like obvious already. I know there's been a lot of uptick in adoption of AI tools, but I think the kind of the next phase, the because AI, these new business models that we hadn't contemplated, I feel like you are a pioneer in that space. It's obviously a company I'm paying a lot of attention to. How can lawyers who see this podcast find out more about screens.ai and start maybe creating screens and generating some of that side income, that passive income?
Yeah, super easy. Go to our website, www.screens.ai, and take a look at what we can do to help solve your contract review problems on the user side of the house. And also check out the community tab at the top, where we have a list of all the screens that have been created by experts. And there are links on our website to join the waitlist to join the creator community. So if you're interested in creating a screen and seeing what that looks like, there are a lot of perks involved, and we'd love to add you to the waitlist.
Now, if I'm a business and I want to begin taking advantage of screens.ai, because I know a lot of businesses, we didn't even talk about this point, but a lot of businesses have got like major overflow that right now they might be like just giving out to like their law firm and paying a heck of a lot of money when all they really need is kind of a first pass review. How can a business today begin working with Screens?
Yeah. So really we do two things. We review your contracts. We do one thing really well. Review your contracts. If it's an ongoing contract review workflow, so you've got NDAs coming in or software agreements, you know, procurement contracts, sales agreements, we've got a Word add-in that we're about to release with redlining features. And it'll let you deploy your expert-crafted screens, whether you create them or you take them from the community. You can get expert opinions on your contracts right in Word. And with the click of a button, fix all the problems in your contract at using track changes. So super exciting for just your day-to-day contract review problems. We also have a bulk contract review feature that lets you deploy one of these screens across hundreds, thousands of contracts at a time. So if you've got a repository of contracts where you're acquiring a company and need to do due diligence in an M&A context or otherwise, we've got a really powerful suite of tools to help you build these no-code playbooks, your screens, and go deploy them across bulk sets of contracts to get really to learn anything there is to learn about those contracts.
And I can get access at that point to like the screens created by the community partners as well. Meaning I'm not just getting totally. Like, yeah.
And anybody's, and we're doing a 7-day free trial for anybody. So if you want to try it out, click the try button on our website. You can sign up for a 7-day free trial and get in and actually use the tool and decide whether it works for you before you have to decide whether or not to purchase it.
Awesome. Otto, thanks so much for joining. And as he's mentioned before, www.screens.ai. Till next time, I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Zach. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for tuning in to Zach Abramowitz's Legally Disrupted. If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider leaving us a rating and a review on your favorite podcast platform. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. La, 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 everybody. La, 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 la.